Reading from Bridge of Birds, a novel of an ancient China that never was, by Barry Hughart. Chapter 9, A Brief Interlude for Murder. As soon as my wounds had healed, Master Lee suggested that I should take another stroll through the gardens with fainting maid, with her father and himself as chaperones, and Ho and I were quite surprised when he led the way up the path toward the old well and the bricked-up patch of wall. Fainting maid was in good form.
"Roses, my favorite flowers," she squealed, pointing to some petunias.
Master Lee's voice was as sweet and smooth as warm honey.
"Beautiful roses indeed," he cooed. "But as Chang Chu so charmingly put it, women are the only flowers that can talk."
Fainting maid simpered coyly.
"Stop," cried Master Lee. "Stop right here, with your exquisite feet against this mark in the path. Here the light strikes you perfectly, and never has your beauty been more breathtaking."
Fainting maid posed prettily.
"Absolute perfection," Master Lee sighed happily. "A lovely lady in a lovely setting. One can scarcely believe that so tranquil a spot could have been the scene of a tragedy. Yet I have heard that here a door was locked, and a key was stolen, and a handsome young man and the girl who loved him lost their lives."
"A stupid soldier and a slut," Fainting maid said coldly.
Her father winced, but Li Kao at least partially agreed.
"Well, I'm not so sure about the slut, but the soldier was stupid indeed," he said thoughtfully.
"He was honored with the opportunity of marrying you, O vision of perfection, yet he dared to prefer a lowly dancing girl. Why, he even gave her a valuable jade pendant that should rightfully have been yours."
I was beginning to sense a certain menace behind Li Kao's beaming smile.
"I would imagine that it was the first time in your life that you had been denied something that you wanted," said Master Lee.
"You know, I find it rather odd that Bright Star wasn't wearing the captain's pendant when they fished her body from the water. She would scarcely have paused to take it off before seeking a watery grave, unless, of course, she wasn't seeking a watery grave at all, meaning that somebody hired a pack of thugs to lock a door and steal a key and murder a dancing girl."
His hands shot out and jerked a gold chain from Fainting Maid's neck and up over her head. At the end of the chain was a jade pendant, which he bounced in the palm of his hand, and I realized with a sick sense of shock that I had seen it twice before. First between Fainting Maid's breasts in the carriage, and then in ghost form between the breasts of Bright Star.
"Tell me, dear child, do you always wear this next to your sweet little heart?"
Master Lee asked, smiling as warmly as ever.
Henpecked Ho was staring at his monstrous daughter with horror and revulsion, and I suppose that the expression on my face was similar. Fainting maid decided that Li Kao was the safest.
"Surely you do not mean to suggest—"
"Ah, but I do."
"You cannot possibly suspect—"
"Wrong again."
"This incredible nonsense—"
"Is not nonsense." Fainting maid turned red, turned white, clutched her chest, reeled and screeched,
"Oh, thou hast slain me!"
Then she lurched two steps back, six to the left, and disappeared. Li Kao gazed at the spot where she had vanished.
"Captious critics might tend to agree with you," he said mildly, and then he turned to her father.
"Oh, you are perfectly free to hear whatever you choose, but what I hear is a magpie that is imitating the sounds of a scream.
and a splash. Henpecked Ho's face was white, and his hands trembled, and his voice was unsteady, but he never flinched. "Clever little creature," he whispered. "Now it is imitating the sound of somebody screaming, 'Help!'"
Li Cao linked arms with Henpecked Ho, and the two of them strolled up the path while I trotted nervously behind.
"What a talented magpie," Master Li observed. "How on earth can it manage that sound of thrashing in the water, and the gurgle that sounds strikingly like somebody sinking down into a deep pool?"
"Nature is full of remarkable talents," Henpecked Ho whispered. "Yours, for example."
"There is a slight flaw in my character," Master Li said modestly.
When we returned an hour later, I judged from the silence that the talented magpie was no longer with us.
"I think that I had best remove this mark from the path, lest busybodies wonder why it is precisely 2 feet in front and 6 feet to the right of an old well from which somebody has rashly removed the cover," said Master Li.
"Ready?"
"Ready," I said.
"Ready," said Henpecked Ho. We rent our garments and tore our hair as we raced back toward the mansion. "Whoa!" we howled. "Whoa! Whoa! Whoa! Poor fainting maid has fallen into a well!"
Li Cao and I were viewed with suspicion, but since the girl's own father had been with us, there could be no question that it had been an accident.